As Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis Ois Hei, Shir number 91. Rabbi Yoina continues to give us chizuk of the correct attitude, mindset, and approach that a person is supposed to have when Rachman Litzlan, when God forbid, they are dealing with Yisur and with suffering. V'yesh ala b'teach b'Hashem, l'hoichil mi'miyuf tzukosoy. A person who trusts in Hashem should be hopeful, positive, even in the darkest of times. Ki yehachoshech siba sa'ira. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us that the choshech itself, the darkness itself, is the siba sa'ira, is the reason for the light, the eventual light at the end of the tunnel. As the pasuk says, "Al tismichi o yavti li," says in Micha Perek Zayin, "Hey, don't rejoice over me. Al tismichi o yavti li. My enemy should not be happy. Why? Ki nefalti, because I fell. Falling down is an expression of tzaros, tragedy." Because even though I sit in the darkness, first I will rise. And Hashem is my light. And this is the attitude a person has to have. My grandmother, she lived and be well, survivor of Auschwitz. When she didn't have any food on the plane, coming from Israel to America, and she was asked, "Bobby, weren't you hungry? They messed up the food, this, whatever the whole story was." Her response was very simple. That's what Hashem wanted. That's what Hashem wanted. What do you want? What's the next conversation? What else do you want to talk about? Now, somebody went to Auschwitz having some food order messed up on the plane, it's not the biggest deal. Rabbi Yoin is talking to everyone. He's talking to everybody. It's a high madrega. But we have to know what to strive for. We have to know what the goal is. Il moli nofalti loikamti. The Medrash in Tehillim tells us, if not for the fact, il moli nofalti loikamti, if not for the fact that I would not have fallen, I would not have been able to get up even higher. I would not have been able to rise to greater levels in avodas Hashem, in serving Hashem. So being down and fallen, nafalti, when a person, Rabbeinu is telling us right now, that when a person is in the state of nafal, he fell, we have to remind ourselves at that point in time, this is an opportunity to raise myself to higher levels, to get closer to Hashem. Now he returns to the main topic that he's been discussing, the steps a person should take when he experiences the distress of life. What should a person do? What are the steps a person should do when he has personal tragedies? So the words he says is that we have to contemplate, we have to think, we have to internalize what's going on and do something about it. So he says, yes, we have to fast. Now, we learned a few months ago in the Mishnah Berurah Shir, the halachas of tainus, of fasting, and we said, b'zman ezeh, we don't encourage fasting. We don't encourage fasting for tshuva. There are many other aspects that a person can do. A person can put aside some of the food that's on this plate that he's really enjoying, specifically for this purpose, not because he's on a diet, but because he wants to hold himself back from the taiva, from the pleasure, from enjoyment. When he already tasted the delicious steak, that juicy steak, and he says, you know what, I'm going to stop here. The last piece, last two bites, I'm going to stop here. It's called Tainus Arayvit. That's what they refer to it as. Tainus Adibur, a person should hold himself back from speaking, unless it's like very important. That's something we can work on even today. I'm just applying it to our generation because the place I'm ready to say nowadays we don't want to start fasting. But this tshuva, this tefillah continues to say, the same process that the tzibur has, a tzibur should have. If rachman al-tzlan, there are tzaras coming upon the tzibur, so too over here as well, the individual should be thinking to himself. And as we've learned, one of the worst things to do is say, mikrahu, this is how life throws its punches. There are good times, there are bad times. It could be May 31st and 57 degrees, not 75 degrees. Okay, that's how life works. Things are ups and downs. A person who has that attitude of mikra, he's not connecting, not realizing that this is all from Hashem. And as we said in the past, when the person takes that approach, Hashem says, you didn't get my phone call the first time. You didn't answer my email, my WhatsApp message, and everything else, the way to communicate with people. I'm going to send you another message, Chas v'Shalom. Please, pick up the phone and respond the first time.